You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
One of our calls last week, I think it was during Radloff, a wonderful lady, and she was talking about a 40th birthday party, and she was going to have 75, as I recall, it was going to be at a bar slash restaurant. She was going to have 75 friends there.
A band and everything, yeah.
Yeah, and I hope she calls and tells us how that went, because it was this weekend.
It sounded like a banger of a time, I'll tell you that much.
As soon as I heard 75 friends, it gave me pause, because I'm like, crikey, I'm not sure I have 7 friends.
Right, yeah, I mean,
like 75.
As soon as we got off the air with her, we were both like, wow, like 75 people in your call, in your text thread, you know, that you're inviting. I was like, that's a big old number. 75 people. She must be popular.
Very popular.
I could probably do it, but they wouldn't be, like, real close friends.
Full-fledged friends.
Full-fledged friends. FFF.
And then we heard something about a fringe friend. So how many of her 75 do you think are fringe friends?
65 of them.
Oh.
So the fringe friend.
Yeah, go ahead and explain that.
This is talking about, there was actually a story last week talking about the Zers. The Gen Zers are all wound up because they're saying that the Zers have 5 or fewer close friends right now. And that's just essentially because they're on their phone all the time. And they're having virtual friendships versus in-person friendships. So all the Gen Zers have no close friends. And then they also talked about the disappearance of fringe friends. And a fringe friend is a friend that you see occasionally. They're a looser connection. But they say that the fringe friend is extremely beneficial for people because that is the type of person that'll introduce you to new hobbies. Different people, which will expand your social circle even more. And they say, here's the quote, this is from the Pew Research Center, in some ways these weak social ties are even more important than intimate friendships and relationships because they essentially connect us to a wider world. And I would tend to agree with that.
That sounds about right.
I love the fringe friend. Somebody that you don't have to do things with constantly, but maybe you catch up once every 2, 3, 4 months. Mm-hmm. I went to lunch last week with a fringe friend, caught up, talked about everything we needed to, and then it was like, okay, I'll see you again maybe in 6 months. Those are the best.
I would only see fringe friends if I went like to one of Milo's parties at his house. Because I know, like this thing that I read, see if this doesn't like resonate with you too. It talks about how people have, like, we have 4 groups. We have close friends, old friends, acquaintances, and people we recognize from places.
How do I know you?
So true, because if I go to a party, let's say at Milo's house, I will run into people where I'm like, I saw you the last time I was at a party at Milo's house. I recognize them from a social circle, but I wouldn't necessarily call them a friend. They may not even be a fringe friend. Mm-hmm. It's just like when I see them, it's like, yes, and I might know their first name, but I don't think that counts as a friend. And it's not even really an acquaintance.
That's just somebody that you bump into then.
I intersect with them as I go through my life.
That's a, what was your name again, friend?
Well, that does
you
happen.
Are...
And the days of me being all worried about that have now officially passed. Because that's a big angst thing for people. If you go to a party, you're like, God, I'm supposed to know their name. And then you do that whole trick with your SO, right, where they go up and introduce themselves, and that way you can overhear their name.
Yeah, I don't do
I mean, we've all been
either.
There. I finally got out of that stage even. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've spaced on your name.
I'm the same way. I'm just like, what's your name again? I'm so sorry.
And you know why I think the people are glad is because they can't remember your damn name either.
Yep, absolutely.
And so they're happy that you have started this transaction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a name transaction. You know what's funny about the article I was reading about this is that they're giving people instructions on how to, I guess, increase your relationship with your fringe friends. It's like people have
to
be schooled. Well, I agree with you.
You shouldn't have
to. I don't think you necessarily want to escalate a friendship. Because have those periphery people.
I went through a phase here about a year or two ago where it was like we had too many friends. And that's – and like close friends, things that we were – people we were doing things with constantly. And that starts backfiring because every weekend is filled.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly going to birthdays. And guess what? That gets expensive when all of a sudden – you know, you've got a buddy that hands you a bottle of whiskey for your birthday, and you're like saying thank you, but in my head I'm like, crap, now I've got to reciprocate when it comes to your birthday, and you have 10 other buddies that do that? All of a sudden that gets crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. So I'm against close friends.
Well, I've watched you over the last 15 years morph, because you went from zero friends.
Well, no, I had three. I had my three, my top three.
You had three friends.
Three friends.
But you basically were talking about you didn't have any friends. And then you had kids. And through your kids, you started meeting all of these other parents, right?
Yeah.
Which is what happens. It's the natural cycle.
It's the way things go, absolutely.
And now you're getting burned out on a bunch of them. A
few of them,
and I think that that's also a natural. Friendships have life cycles.
They do.
I used to joke on the show that I recycled all my friends every 7 years.
Yeah.
I keep maybe
one. Yeah,
like Milo I've kept for the last 20 years. Milo and I have been tight for 20 years. But other than that, it's like just a recycle effort that goes on.
Yeah.
And in a way, that kind of keeps you fresh, too.
It is
keeps
nice.
You interested in new things.
It's nice to bring new people in. And, you know, I will say that's part of this job, too, is why I have so many fringe friends, is because you meet so many people via social or industries or clients that come in and you become friends. And that's why I think I have so many fringe friends. Sound like I'm bragging, but... I will say though that I have learned so much about various industries from, you know, like I have a friend that's a coffee business owner and a green chili business owner and somebody who does IT for BuzzFeed. And I think of all the car clubs I've been in and, you know, the 500 people in those clubs. It's like you learn so much about people.
This could just be, you know, the vernacular we're using here, because I've got people like that, but I don't consider them fringe friends. I consider them basically acquaintances. Mm. I know them. You can be friendly with an acquaintance, but I wouldn't necessarily call them friends because I've met them at a such and such. It doesn't mean we get together ever.
Yeah.
So they're acquaintances. And I don't think we should stigmatize that word. It shouldn't be a bad word. If someone's just an acquaintance, you can't be friends with everybody. Listen to what Karen said. She goes, she wrote in and said, the thought of having 75 friends makes me so anxious. I can barely keep up with the three I have.
I'm telling you, it turns into too many activities.
And I will tell you, Karen, you are not alone. In fact, we have a lot of people listening right now who can say they have no more than one or two friends. A bunch that are listening right now. I have one or two friends. The rest may be acquaintances.
It sounds like that's a negative, bad thing, but that's a fine place to be.
I think it's fine.
Or three people you can count on. You can do airport runs with them, and
right,
you know, you're
exactly.
just you're close. That's fine. That's completely fine.
Yeah. So your thoughts on this, and if you have no friends, one friend, two friends, or how do you feel about having 100 friends? because some people are listening right now who have 100 and they want more.
Tell us how you live your life.
Hearing all sorts of things from people. One of them just made me LOL, but I'm going to save that one for a second while I read Amber's note real quick. She goes, I'm like you. I recycle friends, but usually because over time you find out who's really a true friend and who is just someone looking for the new buzz. That's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
You know, the people that become your quote friends, but it's just like you're the new toy, you know, you're the new something interesting, and then they hang with you for a year, and then they're like, yeah.
I've hooked up with new friends just to get the discount at where they work, and then I toss them to the side. Can I read you a couple?
Before
we get to that one, here's two. Hannah's just made me sad. It was one line.
Sad.
Hannah says, I have zero friends. Birthdays get lonely. Hannah.
Hannah, we'll be your friends.
Hannah,
we'll be
your
friends.
Birthday.
Friends.
Oh my gosh,
we'll have to be your friends.
I have zero friends. Birthdays get lonely. Oh, poor Hannah. Brian makes a good point. The downside to having too many friends, I've seen it three times with friends that roll deep when they go out. Affairs, he said. Friends end up hooking up with friends. Many marriages have been ruined because there were too many events and opportunities to stray. That's from Brian.
Well, there you go, Brian. Don't make friends with anyone because they could sleep with your partner.
Yep. I guess
it's a good way to live,
seen
Brian.
It three times. It's just
opportunity. Because somebody might want your partner.
The key hilarious. To this is just get an ugly partner and then nobody will.
There you go. Exactly.
There you go, Brian. Just go with somebody that's ugly.
Solved. The case is solved. Amy made me laugh out loud. She sent a meme. But I love it. I'm going to just steal the last part of it that says, I'd rather have four quarters than 100 pennies. I love that. It's the same amount of money, right? Four quarters rather than 100 pennies. Yes, that is me.
Beautiful.
That sheet just described me.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, my God. I will never forget that. I might have to get that. I'm not a sign guy in my house, but if I was.
Put that on a T-shirt.
That would be on the wall.
That's a greeting card.
So
that's good. I like
these others. My 14-year-old already realized it's better to have fewer friends. This is from Shannon. Quality over quantity. Yeah. That's the quarter thing.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. some close friends.
So, yeah, Shannon, if your 14-year-old is learning that, heck yeah. Chelsea says, I have four friends. Three of them live out of state. It's awesome. Well, look at me.
Go to anything. Well, then she can travel and go other places and see them.
I talk about when it comes to really close friends, I basically have one, and he lives 1,400 miles away.
Yeah, but then you can visit.
I can visit.
And you can visit. Yeah.